think after almost 20 years of the implementation of the CFO Act of 1990, a couple of things. Having been a CFO twice, I have some observation from my personal experience. One is that the CFO should remain a presidential Senate-confirmed position because there will debate what it should be. But however, I think two major things need to change. One is it should be a fixed term instead of, you know, a normal political appointment like a comptroller general. Hopefully 3 to 6 years, 5 years or more, most ideal, because that would allow transition in case of 4 year presidential change. And at the same time, there should be portability so that when once you're confirmed as a CFO at a cabinet level agency, you can move around to different agencies without going through the whole confirmation process again. This will allow the CFOs of the smaller agencies to move up to bigger agencies and also provide a steady supply of experienced CFOs for the more complex and bigger agencies. So I think those are the two things that Congress should take a look at.
And Sam, we just had yesterday the GAO came out with its report on troubled programs, and it said financial management is among those. What do you think is the biggest challenge that the government has? It seems to be a perennial one of just getting all of its bookkeeping, all of its financial management in order.
I think, in my opinion, the failure to fully implement the CFO Act at the cabinet level agencies, I think, is one of the biggest contributing factors. Because if you look at all the functions of the CFO or their responsibilities, many of them are really compliance officers. They're not CFO in a classical sense. So I think that most people realize that having a financial function that is effective and a client-oriented, it's important, especially now, to measure program results. And at the same time, that funds are spent in accordance with the intent of Congress and that you don't overspend like committing anti-deficiency violations. But most CFOs, in my opinion, at the cabinet levels, agencies are hamstrung because of many different external factors, and a lot of them are not really at a table to make some of those important decisions like in the private sector.
Well, when the political appointments come in as CFOs, do they have control over the budgets of their agencies? I mean, do they have a say about how spending is appropriated, or are they basically just following up and doing the detail work at the end of the day?
It varies. That's why I always said that the CFO Act has not been fully implemented in the 15 cabinet agencies. Some agencies, they have the CFO Act mandates 9 functions for the CFO. In some agencies, all 9 functions are vested with the CFO. In others, they are not. For example, when I was at Labor, as a CFO at Labor, I only had 3 of the 9 functions, as every CFO at Labor had. So therefore, the CFO at Labor, I think, is a misnomer because, you know, it's not really, the person doesn't really have the full CFO responsibility. Those responsibilities are assigned to people with no financial background, assistant secretaries. So therefore, that is a systemic problem, and I was kind of surprised that Congress and other oversight body, I'm glad that you guys talked, media, for example, except WTOP, has an interest in this, because I think that's a very important factor why some of these problems fester.
We are talking this morning to Sam Mock, National President of the Association of Government Accountants and a former CFO at my old agency, the Department of Labor, and he was also Comptroller and CFO at Treasury.
In your experience, and not just labor, but looking around across the government, because you were pretty involved across government in a lot of programs when you were in, it seems like often the assistant secretaries and the secretaries, financial management just isn't top of their list of priorities. They come in often for political purposes, regardless of who's the president, and finances is just not sexy in government. Is that part of the problem also?
I think that is a big part of the problem, but I also think that that problem is self-inflicted by CFOs, because most CFO came in and were focused on compliance, checking the box. They didn't really have the focus or the time to produce useful information, tools for the top management decision makers. So what happened is over time they marginalized themselves. On the other hand, the financial operation of the federal government is very budget oriented, it's a cash budget driven. So therefore, the B side of the whole operation, the budget side, basically rule the world. But if you really think about that, the budget staff really have very little power, because most budget decisions are made by the secretary and by the political appointees. The budget folks really just hand it out. They just divide into buckets. So they are the implementers. So I think, one, the authority of budget, the budget folks are way overrated. Two is, in many cases, the CFO has no control over that. So that really put the CFO in a much, you know, difficult position than it should be.
And do you think, Sam, that having an advisor in the White House that addresses some of these issues with chief financial officers would be of any help?
I think so, absolutely. Although some can say that the controller OMB is technically that position, and that may have been the intent of the Congress. But in my past opinion, especially with this administration, I think that position is very overrated. It's underfunded, understaffed, and really did not have the right box in the White House. Now, some also argue that Clay Johnson's position is basically the real position, the White House CFO advisor.
And that would be Nancy Killefer under this administration.
Yes, in that sense. But see, Clay grew up with President Bush, and in terms of political connection, nobody can get better than that. And he really did a very good job in trying to work very hard trying to put the M back in OMB. And if I can paraphrase a GAO term, look at the end, what are the results? Much work has been done. Much work remains to be done. Much progress has been made. Much work remains to be done. It's a very difficult challenge, and I hope that Nancy would continue the good work.